This feature has been brought to you by Slot Foundation, which needs your support to continue projects like these. Information on this recording and access to other recordings is available online at slot.org.
I'd like to start off the segment with a poem, but before this prose journal, but I don't know what to read. If anyone has any suggestion, I'd like to read what they... one poem to start off this section. But I don't know what to do. Anybody's poem. Rather than just a prose thing.
How about that stuff? Something we've all read. Like the Supreme.
Yeah, that's pathetic.
I remember too.
Yeah, I thought of that too, but they're all sort of also homosexual, you know. I'd rather read something straight or...
What about the...
I don't have a version line with that.
How about that thing in Psalm? One of those.
No, that's too...
Hold the trap thing.
Well, it's just I knew it would open to the same page again. I'll read the poem on the opposite page from an anniversary. The Mermaid Song. If thou in me the full flush of love see, know it comes from the rose that does not die, but lives in the corner of that sure sky, a coarser blossom in eternity, since it too perishes and fades from earth, and falls into that kingdom without joys, where all winged things cruel time destroys. If this be said I loved with all my worth, and with thee gone I hold thee closer still, then let my cheek press up against thy hand, and go on loving thee, sweet, until my name and thine are erased from sand, for that substance, contrary to belief, is as eternal as an ocean's grief. Seems so sad. Like a rolling stone, I came home to this house feeling beautiful 1 week ago tonight, and now I do not feel beautiful. These people have crushed me, have crushed out the beautiful. They have divided me with their small talk, with their asylums, prisons, and poisons. They have crushed out the beauty. My uncles, aunts, the women especially, my mother and sister, they have snickered in bitterness with envy at the misfortunes of others. They have stared with blind eyes at television. They have risen in the morning to no new day. They have not changed their pattern for me. The men practice drunkenness and the women frustration. They taste my success but do not share the growing. Only the harvesting is theirs, and they seek out only the sensational blossoms for their own. They leave the bitter wine which is best untasted, and they have crushed out the beautiful in my soul. I am an empty shard now while I stay here. I am a broken blossom on the stem, dying in the wilderness desert of their lives. I cannot plant new trees. They do not listen, will not see the new leaves. Find only weeds and broken blossoms. They have taken my friends by the neck and snapped them off from the stem, which is me, and I am a pure stalk growing in the wilderness. I am still an abundant vine, but cannot grow in this house, cannot come to fruit here in this wilderness, without friends, with only friends far away to nourish me. 2. Let me get away quick. Let me grow apart from this house. The priests have talked to them. They do not listen. The poets have preached. The celebrities stare from their glossy pages. They do not know what it means, what price we have paid for getaway. They think it is all a game, that we are the lucky ones. They do not know we went away for a reason, that their lives are not enough, that their men have not supplied them with substance for their lives. They are afraid to die, be injured, suffer, put in jail, through the mill. They have worked in the mills but not walked the streets. They have sat in their living rooms and not danced the night, watching the entertainment of shysters and hustlers from far away. They have let others get their kicks for them. and they have watched in envy and bitterness and frustration. They do not die and turn on all others who come near them and are different and have tried. They listen to the planes at night and wonder what makes these people fly. They are peasants, and I am one of them. But will not stay here to die beneath their feet. I would rather be corn and threshed out in the marketplace. I would rather be weighed and found wanting than stay here within their wilderness. At least I have been on the scales. I have felt the weights beneath my feet, the scales above my head, the noose around my neck. But I have not flinched and I have not regretted. I slid over the abyss and woke up screaming. I went hungry and penniless and homeless and I regret nothing. Je regrette rien, Edith Piaf sang. Le petite sparrow of the streets, and my father loved her. And they supplied me with a home and food and clothes, only so people would not point at them and say, unworthy parents. And they have been unworthy, and I have not pointed at them until now, when they have crushed the beautiful in my soul, which I brought home from far places at great pain and with much trouble. They ignored me and went about their own business, which is not business at all, but only habit. We create the world anew. We go out on our own. We established old traditions of heroes and travels in the face of these workers who do not know what the world is about, who do not know what a gift it is to live, what a challenge and how short-lived, how eternity is found in a second, how the face of God shines in their own, and they are not cheap and must not treat themselves or others as such. I would play Edith Piaf now on the phonograph, but I'm afraid to. Fear is a constituent of their lives, and they breed it in others, in all they touch, their children and dogs, flowers and lawns, all bred in fear. Rose patterns on the wall out of fear of the cosmos, its chaos. For chaos came first, called out of order, the order of our lives, in the face of that chaos. Of destruction building itself up in the thousand minute daily acts of their lives they do without thinking. I must get away from them. They have infected me. Bring me back to the wilderness of lives without order in their eyes. And these little short poems I've been reading for Wallace Berman's seminar, and he only can set up 9 lines at a time. So he's going to do 5 poems in the next issue of Seminar number 10, which is the same date as today, magically, numerology, 10 is the day, that's right. But this is another one for him, which I just sent him yesterday. Some black man looms in my life larger than life. Some white man hovers there too, but I am through with you. Some wild man dreams through my day, smelling of heroin. Some dead man dies in my arms every night. I'll read that one over again. Some black man looms in my life, larger than life. Some white man hovers there too, but I am through with you. Some wild man dreams through my day, smelling of heroin. Some dead man dies in my arms every night. Reading Duncan's Adam's Way. A spirit rises from this book that is dear to me. The past remains as a rock to harbor our dreams, as floats upon the streets of time. You are near me in this night, near as the moon that shines forever in your eyes that will die, but shine forth now as beacons in the dawn. Oh, break on forever, gentle man, in your dreams and mine. And then this last personal autobiography. We'll get a gobble this one more than any. It's just a room with a bed in it, but it's all I have. And bells ring outside the window. I feel like one of those old women from the Neighborhood Poetry Society. Comes in and reads sweet things. It's just a room with a bed in it, but it's all I have. And bells ring outside the window, and friends take time to stop by, sometimes if I'm lucky. It's not much, but all I have. No cigarettes and chill in the air, not even a room with a view. But my mind's clear, and I don't take drugs continually, which is a help. And I'm not in jail, and can pay the rent, even if 2 weeks behind. So add things up and I'm still a saint, even if the dream's busted or tarnished at the edges. The dream holds up, even if busted. There was cold at the beginning, and there's less here now. There was drink at the beginning, and there's less here now. There was love at the beginning, and there's less here now. So I'll close with the last poem to Charles, and then read a fragment of Ion, which my brother just did. Dawn is a time of memory and desire to be with those one loved, forgetting the past, remembering only the sacred hours. With you, Father, have I found delight, surcease from memory and pain. Fame now beckons as a sun upon the windowsill, but it is a hollow place only for those empty of heart. It is with you, Zeus, ages bearer, that I seek fulfillment. It is in your name I find my own love. 2. No children now do I bear you, only my own heart with signatures on it of flame. It is in your heart I find my own, my hope, my desire to cease and be loved as the bird song bathes the tree, as golden light hits the window pane. I hit upon your face, your eyes gray specked with time, and find my own countenance there. Turn now from the tree, turn into time. Night holds its last light upon the hill, and find the song you sing, one of will, but will of containment within desire. The last chorus from Ion. Apollo, son of Zeus, son of Leto, hail, hail, O Apollo, and you, too, praise the gods, that your heart may be free and your home. If you love the gods, you, too, shall be loved of fate, but you, evil doubter, you shall be desolate.